Hello, this is Ugo Che, and this is my photography podcast, Think Like a Magazine Editor. The topic of this podcast was inspired by a conversation I was having a couple days ago with a couple of friends. Incidentally, that conversation will be part of an upcoming episode of that other podcast that I host, The Traveling Image Makers. But right now and here, I want to expand a little bit on that specific topic. The topic started when we were discussing storytelling in photography, in travel and street photography in particular. And the question I had was, how can we reach the elusive goal of telling stories through pictures in practice? We hear that advice told often, that you should tell a story through your pictures, but for beginners, it can be a little hard to put that in practice. So the idea that was suggested was to think like a magazine editor. What do magazine editors want when they accept photos that will support a story, an article that is published on the magazine? They want to see a story develop through pictures. They want to start with maybe a wide establishing shot, have some medium shots, lots of details, and so on. So a little example here will probably help illustrating the concept. And you can also take this as an exercise. Actually, encourage you to do this as an exercise, and then maybe in the comments here, link to your story, publish it somewhere on your website or Facebook or Flickr, whatever, and send me a link. I will take a look and we will discuss it together. So you can do it wherever you want, in your hometown or when you're traveling, it doesn't really matter. But the basic idea is to imagine you have been commissioned to shoot photographs to illustrate a story about a restaurant. This might be a restaurant that has recently become popular or has received some prestigious awards, like Michelin stars or whatever. Now think, rather literally, that the story that you want to tell is the story of a person going out to dinner in that specific restaurant. So you maybe want to start with a photo of the restaurant's front from across the street, as if you were approaching it. This is what is called an establishing shot and could be used in a two-page spread to open the article. Then you get closer and you start noticing some details like the restaurant's name on the door or a sign or the menu posted outside. And you take photos of those objects. Then going inside, you get a glimpse of the main hall with people having dinner at their tables, another establishing shot if you wish. Then the maître d' approaches you with a smile to greet the guests, and you take a photo of him. During the dinner, you take various photos of the dishes, maybe of the wine bottles, the glasses, and so on. These are all details that help give more interest about the small things that make up a story, I would say. Afterwards, you ask to see the kitchen to compliment the chef. You maybe take some portraits of him, like some environmental portraits, where you show the person in the context of his place of work, or maybe some close-ups of his hands preparing food. A wide shot of the kitchen with the cooks at work would also be nice to have. Congratulations! What you have just did is telling the story of your dinner in pictures. As you see, it doesn't take much. Before leaving you with this assignment, I have a few more tips to give you. Try always to constantly alternate between going wide and showing context and getting close to focus on the details. Don't you all just take a long series of detail shots without any context? That would be boring. Shoot all subjects in portrait and landscape orientation. You never know how the magazine will want to arrange your photos on a page together with other photos. So having the two alternatives will help the editor ease their work with cropping and composing. Shoot a lot. There's no need to save memory, but don't do it randomly. Always do it intentionally. Always think what is that image going to tell in the context of the story. And in general, but at the end, edit your photos. Don't submit to the editor 1,000 different pictures. Just try to do some pre-editing. Maybe you want one or two wide establishing shots. This would be enough. A few more medium ones, and then a lot of details. These are always nice to have because they make all the difference, and the editor can always choose the ones that they want to show. So I think that was helpful. And again, please send me your feedback in the form of comments and maybe links to your stories, your pictures. You can find this episode on my website at ucphoto.me. There is a podcast category. You can find a link in the top menu, and you will find all the episodes, including this one. This one will be at the top. So thanks again for listening. Until next time, all the best.